Sunday Meditation, February 15th, 1998. The question today has to do with guides. We would like to give us whatever information that you could about the guides that are available to us, how they're available to us, and maybe a little bit about how we might get access to them, might get more of a feeling of being guided, and feel like we have a communication set up.
We are those known to you as the principal Akua. We greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator whose servants we are. May we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for calling us to your session of working this afternoon. We thank each within this circle for hungering for the truth and for being willing to allow us to speak through this instrument and share our humble thoughts with you. As always, we ask that each of you listens with discrimination, for you shall recognize those thoughts which are able to be resources and tools for you in your path, a path unique and not like everyone else's, so that no two entities can take all of the thoughts that may have merit in a general sense, but rather each will find those that are companions and fit into that puzzle that each is putting together in the search for what is loosely called the truth. You ask this day concerning guides, angels, guardian spirits, and guidance in general. And this is a subject peculiarly unsuitable to words. Indeed, the very nature of the metaphysical universe is such that the guidance which is always and constantly with you is not that which translates into materialistic or fleshly body oriented thinking. The common concept of a guide or a guardian angel is of a specific being. However, not all of those who are part of your guidance system are beings in the same sense that you consider yourself an individual self. In order to clarify, we must retreat first to express some more general concepts. Firstly, let us look at the concept of personhood or personality. For each of you is a person and has personhood. This is, within the illusion, something you can trust. The flesh that rests upon your bones is flesh, and it shall continue until the spirit that enlivens that vehicle needs it no more. The skeleton remains a skeleton. The organs remain organs. These things are physical. And they are obvious. Consequently, entities, even spiritually oriented entities, tend, by and large, to think of the self as the flesh, the bones, the organs, the body, as though the self had no other connections before, or will have no other connections after the incarnation you now experience. Certainly, it does not occur to many that you have within the physical vehicle connections with and contact with non-physical, non-bodily energies and essences, which are as much a part of who you are as those things that can be named, counted, and measured concerning your physical beingness. However, we feel it is true in our observation that the personality shell that animates the incarnational body is a very shallow, very limited selection of portions of yourself in the greater or metaphysical sense that you have chosen because these are the attributes and the limitations that you put together in order to be challenged and in order to be able to meet the challenges you would find within the body, within incarnational experience. As beautiful, sacramental, and worthy as this bodily personality shell and all that you see of yourself in the mirror is, it remains as insubstantial as a shadow next to the profound and infinite nature of your whole self. Indeed, it is difficult to explain or express, but within this very limited mind which you sense within yourself and are aware of within yourself, you have direct connection to all energy whatsoever. The entire universe is within yourself. And with care, regardless of the circumstance of incarnation and limitation within a body, there are ways in which the seeker may improve its connections with these deeper energies of self. It is in this deeper strata of self that the many kinds of guidance available to the seeker dwell. One of the advantages, therefore, of meditation that is silent is that when the inner silence is entered, the door betwixt the conscious and the unconscious levels of mind opens for some very slowly, for others with a great bang, for most at a steady but relatively slow pace, interrupted occasionally by real leaps forward in awareness. This is the general pattern for people who have become conscious of their spiritual identity and now wish to accelerate the pace of spiritual evolution by making more efficient and thoughtful use of the resources available. Secondly, let us look at the concept of vibration. It may be helpful to you to begin to see into things as vibration. This instrument produces a sound vibration by moving air through a voice box while distorting the face in various ways in order to produce what you call language. Language has to be made up of words because it is finite. It has to be made up of units of thought that are smaller than a concept. This in itself is very troubling to those in the metaphysical system of illusions that are attempting to speak with you, because the common communication used in the metaphysical universe is concept sharing or telepathy, as this instrument would call it. Communication by concept is a direct envisioning of a whole system of thought that is in a certain pattern and that can be offered as a whole. To unravel a concept and exhaust its possibilities can be a lengthy process, the translation into words being awkward and elephantine, compared to the cleanliness and lucidity of concept communication. This is but one kind of vibration. Most within your culture are aware that heat is a vibration, light is a vibration. Most entities are not aware that all things are vibrations. And certainly it is not a common thought within your earth plane that qualities, consciousnesses, essences, and energies are vibrations. Indeed, if one could choose one term to describe the manifested world, it would be vibration. The first vibration is that infinite love of the one creator. And each of you is a system of distortions of that vibration. Very simply put, the goal of the seeker is to become more and more congruent with the undistorted vibration of love, infinite, universal love, the love that creates, the love that destroys, the love that is the I of you. This love is not a manifested vibration. The first manifestation of vibration within the outer world, which you now experience. There's light. But this instrument has learned to call the photon. And it is from this building block of light that all collections of vibrations and systems of rotation spring from. All your elements that you have learned go into making the various things that you can touch and see. All of these things are systems of vibration. When you seek guidance, you are not simply asking a friend to talk to you. Not unless you wish to access a certain person who is within the inner or teaching planes of your illusion. Now, this instrument does not crave, shall we say, the personal guide, and has therefore not had experience with that specific contact that comes from finding an inner planes teacher, the one known as Romy, spoke of the one known as Barbara and the one known as Aaron. Aaron being a very specific person, now without a body in the inner planes, who chose to stay with this entity, Barbara, and speak with her in simple conversation, aiding her in her own seeking. For those who desire a named person, a person to count on as you would a being, with that personhood of personality shell, we recommend studying within the Oriental systems and Asian systems of philosophy and theology. For it is within these cultures that the concept of the Creator as teacher creates a place or a space for inner plane gods. To become more familiar with that entire way of devotion is to bring the self more into the kind of setting, shall we say, of the inner expectations that would be more likely to produce the experience of contact with a specific entity. Within your Western philosophy, although many spiritual teachers are greatly revered, esteemed, and loved, they are not worshipped as incarnations of the Creator. Consequently, their beingness within the inner planes is quite different, and generally speaking, will move more into the vibratory levels wherein one is contacting a consciousness field of a certain vibration. for those who simply wish, by whatever means, to surrender to the will of the Infinite One, there is the feeling of the way, the tentative moving towards an orientation with one's own energies, with one's own essences, with one's connections into the deeper and deeper portions of the self. It is not necessary, in order to be guided, that you have any particular vision of your guide. However, as this instrument has often said, it is helpful to choose a mythical system such as Christianity, Buddhism, or any other spiritual or religious system of thinking and realizing the cosmos that you feel personally the most kinship to. This is a matter not necessarily of the mind, but rather of the emotions and the spirit. The universe is far from blank. It is filled with the vibration of all that there is. Consequently, guidance is always very, very near. In using one spiritual system to realize guidance for yourself is wise. It organizes the effort made. It gives you some starting points from which to move forward. This instrument, for instance, desires to be led by what she calls the Holy Spirit. In choosing the Holy Spirit, this entity has done two things. Firstly, she has chosen within the mythical system she has felt most kinship to trust and cast her loyalty upon a certain kind of entity. Secondly, she has called upon herself. For guidance comes from the deeper or higher self. Each mythical system gives one a way to realize these connections without choosing a mythical system to work with. The seeker must create a way of proceeding. Shall it be to name the name and call upon that name? Shall it be to call upon a certain vibrational level that is desired? This is creative work in consciousness for the individual seeker. The one thing that is sure is that guidance is all about you. The one known as Jesus often says, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And certainly in this instrument experience, we find a constant conversation with the forces of nature, the beings of bird and bush and flower and sky, and overheard comments and chance happening. Anything and everything is material for this instrument, because this instrument has come to the belief that all things are sacramental. Each person, each seeker, must first realize her own way of proceeding, her own belief system, her own need in terms of guidance. Some need a named person, some need a level of vibration. But behind all of the mental and conscious ways of gaining access to this guidance, there lies the identity of self with self. All guidance is from yourself in a less distorted configuration of vibration to the self within incarnation, that incarnation in third density being deliberately and carefully cast into confusion and disarray. It may seem that there are emergencies where guidance must be had. But indeed, the greatest friend to one who seeks guidance is sister patience. For there is the abiding, the waiting for the rhythm of things to come. Into the configuration which is harmonious and right. There is that moment when the one who has the heart to understand can almost feel situation clicking into rhythm. And when that moment of the feeling of rightness comes, there is no doubt. There is only the awareness and the great gratitude for guidance. Each kind of myth creates ways of thinking about this guidance. No one way of thinking is wrong. Each is an attempt by finite intellect to describe processes that are infinite and that take place outside of the bounds of time and space. Consequently, there are as many ways to think about guides and guidance as there are systems of thought. To this instrument, the mind goes to angels, because this instrument has been steeped in the Christian faith. to other entities familiar with and finding comfort in other systems' doctrine. There are other kinds of beings, configured a bit differently, moving perhaps from a different inner plane. And these are all genuine. For what is happening is beyond all of the systems of thought. It is energy relating to energy, love reflected in love. That is what guidance truly is. Love reflected in love. To attempt to tell one about guidance, one must use finite words. And thus, great confusion is born. Well, is it this way or is it that? It is all the ways that you can think of, and none of them at all. With this paradox, we know again we are in spiritual territory. Yet, that which is sought is ever at hand, closer than your own body, closer than your own thoughts. For the silence within those thoughts and within that body is beyond all time and space. And however you realize your guidance in this little life of the earth plane, you remain a citizen of eternity, and your guidance is sure. In third density, a great veil drops, and one cannot see into the metaphysical universe, or to put it in terms of the mind, into the subconscious mind. One is not supposed to see into this mind. For the reason that it is this density's lesson to learn to live by faith, by those qualities of love, faith, patience, trust, that defy the limitations of personality and confusion. Within each of you there is a stubborn and sure conviction that this little life is not all that there is. And when you have thought this for the first time, it is as if you become awake in the land of the slumberer. We can only say to you who wish to become more aware of the guidance sought that it is all about you, that there are ways of thinking about guidance and methods of guidance that you may consider and choose between. But know this, beyond all of your choices, the information that you need comes to you again and again and again. If you miss it this time, there will be another time. Your work indeed, can be very simple if you choose to make it so. If you choose to be a simple and unintellectual seeker, you may simply sit in the inner silence, expecting nothing, desiring nothing, but communion with love. And that desire, you may encourage and feed with the fodder of your thoughts, the branches and the logs of your emotions. There is a yearning within each seeker for home. And when the angel or the guardian or the guide or guidance itself is sought, there is that hope of a letter from home, of a pat on the back or a hint as to what the situation is from an older and wiser relative. Whatever the way you choose, you are seeking that home when you seek guidance. You are sensing that you are on a journey. And you are asking for some information closer to the source and ending of that journey. Be aware that you may be someone else's guide. Be aware when questions are asked of you. For that which is love may speak through you if you are empty enough and clear enough. Be aware that others may be your guide for a moment, without any conscious intention or with conscious intention. It makes no difference. For what is happening is that vibration is harmonizing with vibration or not. And connections are being made or not. Thusly, if with patience you attend to the present moment and desire as purely as possible to know the love of the one Creator, that which is yours to do and that which is yours to be shall rhythmically come to you and express through you. And when you feel resistance, stop, wait, be aware. There is something that you need to know. Make space for that knowledge. Go into the silence and ask. Then be prepared to wait for that moment when the heart knows. And there is no more doubt. May love always be reflected in love for each of you. And may all of those difficulties that are such good teachers find their way into your heart as blessings indeed. We would at this time to transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and Jesus in love and in light. We are those of the core.
I am caught and greet each again in love and in light through this instrument. At this time, it is our privilege once again to ask if there may be further queries that have come upon the mind of those gathered here to which we may speak. Is there another query at this time?
I have one from a reader that wrote in. She wanted to know how she could tell the personal will from the will of the Creator. She was trying to do the will of the Creator, but she kept feeling that it was really her own will. Could you speak to that?
I am quite. I think I'm aware of your query, my sister. First of all, we would suggest that each entity is indeed a portion of the one Creator. Each entity experiences the one Creator in its life pattern. It is well to begin from this point in understanding, so that one is included in the creation and in the Creator. There is a value that is given to the personality, the shell, when this is done, that is necessary for an entity in order that it be able to express and open itself to the expression of the one Creator. It is also important for each seeker who seeks the truest path for its seeking to look within the self in the meditative times for the guidance, shall we say, that is available to each, as we spoke at the beginning of this session. Too often, entities look for the exceptional, the unusual, the out of the ordinary indication and vocation, shall we say, when seeking the will of the Creator. When in fact the will of the Creator is at all times being expressed in each entity's experience. For all is indeed the one Creator. We have no secret formula for finding the Creator's will, other than to observe the experience and am again with this instant. So what we are saying, my sister, is that when one asks concerning the will of the Creator, one is in one sense ignoring the will of the Creator. And yet again, this is not possible, however one may put oneself in the position where the will of the Creator seems unavailable, simply by the means by which one looks at the self, its experience, and its value. We do not mean to dodge the question, but from our point of view, it is true that the will of the Creator is everywhere present. Is there a further query, my sister?
On a somewhat different matter, if that is acceptable to you. Since I'm a Christian, I have always loved the concept of angels. And it seems to me from what I was channeling earlier, the what of it I got, that some angels are interplanes entities. They're real entities like the archangels. And then there are entities such as you that could be described as angels, but not within a certain mythical system. Is there an angelicness that transcends the inner planes? Or is the whole system of seraphim and cherubim and all the company of heaven an inner planes phenomenon?
I am qual, and am aware of your query, my sister. We find that within the experience of those of your third density illusion, angelic presences have been experienced from a variety of sources. The common factor being that the entities seen as angels are not from the third density space-time illusion and do present themselves in a means that is perceived to be helpful to a third density space-time entity. Those seen as angels may be from, as you say, the inner planes of this planet, and be entities who have themselves walked this planet as third density entities at a previous time, and who have now, as a portion of their own evolution, offered themselves from the inner planes or time-space illusion in service to others. Those who have come from other densities, other planets, may also be seen as angelic presences, as they make their presence known in an helpful manner to third density entities upon this planetary sphere. Thus, an angelic presence is unusual and helpful, and does not come from here. Is there another query, my
No, that'd be very much cool.
I am quiet. Again, we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Could you speak some of the intervention that I experienced with the accident that I was relating earlier as to who I saw, what I saw, or thought I saw, or felt? Was this from an inner plane entity?
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my sister. And we may speak to a certain degree. The entity which you were aware of and which was of service to you is an entity that is, as you may say, a guardian of your own path and to a degree of your own choosing previous to this incarnation. For each entity which enters this third density illusion plans for each incarnation with those teachers and guides and guardians which shall work with it during the incarnation to aid when asked, to guide when possible. And in the instance in which you have described, to take the wheel of the incarnation when extremely necessary so that the incarnation may continue as it was planned. Is there a further query, my sister?
Is this entity then the same that I used to see often as a child, that I refer to as my man in the dark?
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my sister. And we find that this is correct. Is there a further clue?
Am I supposed to be working with this person, or am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing with this person already, or this entity?
I am Kwa. And we find again that the answer to these queries is in the affirmative. That the relationship has been of a long-standing nature and continues in a fashion that is harmonious and helpful. Is there a further question?
I have a question on another subject, a personal question. If you could identify the problem in my arm, and if I should be doing something to alleviate that problem that I'm not working on already.
I am Kwa, and am aware of your query, my sister. Though we are not well schooled in the diagnostic arts, we would suggest that the answers to these queries are available to you as a result of your meditative investigations, the beginning of the solution to this problem you have already made and will continue to pursue. We are not able to be more specific, and for this we apologize. Is there a further query, my sister?
very much for your comments, and I thank you for the comments on the guidance. There's quite a lot there to digest, and I appreciate what you have given us. Thank you.
And we thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Not for me, thank you.
Well, I don't have a question for once. I will sleep half of the time. That's good to hear you again, Kua.
I am Kua, and we also rejoice at hearing your voice, my brother. At this time, then, we shall thank each for inviting our presence and take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each as always in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Kuo. Adonai, my friends. Adonai.
Greece, Anne, Ophelia, Spider-Man, Judy, Scott, FM, Cookie, Dana, Dana, Judy's brother, Walter, I believe, the Flaherty's, the Beans, Kirtland's. Other class?
I put myself here and my father in his group. And our other groups here.
Mom and Dad and brother.
Carla.
The class, please.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people.